This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. North Korea says it has tested long-range multiple rocket launchers and tactical guided weapons a day after Pyongyang appears to have launched its first short-range missile in more than a year. The Korean Central News Agency called Saturday's action a strike drill that was overseen by Korean leader Kim Jong-un. KCNA said the tests in the East Sea, also known as the Sea of Japan, aimed to estimate and inspect the operating ability and the accuracy of striking duty performance of the weapons. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more on how the relationship between the United States and North Korea was always apt to change.
Sometimes you have to walk.
South Korea says it's holding a joint analysis with the United States. Kim Jong-un had warned that a state of hostility could easily return, according to North Korean media last month. At a summit with Russian President Putin in April, Kim had said peace on the Korean peninsula depended on the United States, in what appeared to be a pressure tactic on getting Washington to be more flexible on easing international sanctions.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Thailand has begun 3 days of coronation celebrations for its 66-year-old king. Saturday was the first day of the $30 million festivities, which are being televised. For many Thais, this is their first opportunity to experience a coronation. The king's late father died in 2016 after assuming the throne in 1950. The king will meet the public and foreign dignitaries on Monday, which has been declared a national holiday, a public holiday. And the Red Cross says the outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo is worsening and has killed more than 1,000 people. In the past week, 23 cases were reported in one day. This is VOA News.